Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. You are the pleasure. Seeking God through community. He learned to seek the face of God as the foundation for experiencing the amazing life Jesus died to give us. We have available to us through Christ all the wondrous excellencies and satisfaction we can fathom. God has granted us grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, affection upon affection, and love upon love. When we pursue Him through all avenues available to us, a door is open in which we discover our Heavenly Father longs to give us. So may you grow in pursuit of God this week as we study His various ways we've been given to seek his face. We were not created to go about this life apart from relationship with fellow and children of God. With our brothers and sisters, we will never experience the fullness of life God intends for us. In community, we discover our place in the body of Christ. In community, we learn what it is to serve out love, honor, and respect. And in community, we receive the healing and love that can only come from those who share in the same spirit. Acts chapter 2, verses 42-47 says, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles, teaching in the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the number, day by day, those who were being saved." So Acts 2 describes community that the soul longs for. We were made for honest, vulnerable fellowship. We were created to help each other eat together, worship our God, and love others. Through engaging the fellow believers, we become a witness to the world of what happens when God works in our hearts and of his children. We declare our love for each other, the life and joy that comes from relationship with our Heavenly Father. Scripture is clear that true community requires sacrifice and vulnerability. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 25-26 says, there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffers together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. God's desire is for all his children to humble themselves and live as one body. When one part of the physical body hurts, the rest of the body feels pain and works together to heal. God desires it to be the same among the spiritual body of believers. He desires to fill us with his love and use us to provide healing for one another. He longs to guide us to a lifestyle of humility, sacrifice, and pursuit of being his hands and feet for each other. It takes receiving the love of God to give love. It requires the work of the Spirit to fill us with the courage and to be vulnerable with our community in order to receive and give love we've been given in Christ. So will you be a child filled with the love of your Father today? Will you allow God to use you to help a brother or sister? Will you choose the purpose and joy that come from living sacrificially and vulnerable? Okay, if so, will you discover satisfaction only found in the edification that comes from believers loving one another? May you find the fellowship your heart longs for as you courageously love your brothers and sisters. Meditate on the importance of community. Allow Scripture to fill you with the desire to love and be loved by your community. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9-12. Two are better than one, because they are a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him who alone who falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can they keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A three-hole cord is not quickly broken. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. And they devoted themselves to the apostles. Okay, yes, they did. And reflect on your need for community. Where do you need the healing that comes from relationship with others? What people has God placed in your life? How can you immediately reach out to them for help? Take time and pray for the increase of God-filled community in your life. How does he want to use you to help another person today? How can you lead out in being courageously vulnerable? Okay, if you lack such a thing, ask God to provide you with this type of community to share with. James chapter 5, verses 13-16 and 19-20. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has a great power and is working. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from the death and will cover a multitude of sins. God doesn't ask us to wait for others to step out and live in accordance with his spirit before he calls us to. His will for us doesn't hinge upon others' obedience. God is calling you to a lifestyle of joyful service, sacrifice, and love, regardless of people's initiatives and responses. He longs to fill you with the courage to love others well and help them through the brokenness in the place of honesty and vulnerability. May you be loving hands and feet of Jesus to your brothers and sisters who so desperately need a touch from God. I highly suggest that you read Philippians chapter 2. It will bring this devotion more delight. Amen. All right. Now this brings us to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a minute. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road of never knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something so much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, pornographic material, okay, gambling, overeating. Whatever it may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, are you ready to ask Jesus in your life tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he keep you highly favored. Amen. Let's take some callers. Okay. No, Ken is not getting pounded. For Tony to come on, and they can talk to Tony, okay? Yeah. Hey,
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Let's play some music.
Thank you.
You increase every day.
Receive it. Reorient your thinking to know that I am a good God and and a giving God. It is enough what I brought about on Calvary constitutes the full price of the penalty of sin held against you. You are forgiven. You are exonerated in the courts of heaven. The gavel has come down in your favor. The prison doors stand open that you might go free. Your heart is no longer fettered crypt of a sin dead soul. The living reverberates of my goodness and my power is expelling all darkness and bringing the full spectrum of my light to bear in every area of your life, in every avenue of your being. You are free. You are one of my emancipated ones. Step into the freedom this day as your rightful inheritance in me by faith. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. And we've got Tony Ferrar here. Okay, and it's time to
talk with me.
Tony Talk?
No, Tony Talk. That's a very nice show, though.
Yeah. Okay, Tony, it's Ferrar Talk.
Are you the one of my masturbated ones, Kenny? Oh, no, nothing about masturbation. Hey, y'all, how are y'all doing? It's time to talk to Tony. So, you know, I want y'all to call in tonight. Let's discuss all those things that are going on in the world that are being shot at us one after the other, like mask mandates and vax cards and shots that we should do and migrants coming over the border thousands at a time. Let's talk about the things that are affecting your world. So, call me. The number is, 657-383-1487. So call in and talk to me. I think we have a caller calling in. I might need Ken's help still a little with this, but I think you are ready to come on. One, you're on. Talk to me.
This is Clay Douglas. I need help. I'm in New Mexico right now. They have me in a Mexican home. I need help. Kenny, help me.
And how can we help you?
I need to get out of here. That's what I need to do. Some guy named Jose. He was one of the guys from Casablanca. He has me in his home right now, and I'm trying to get out. He filed for custody.
But I'm sure they can help you.
I need help, Kenny. You need to get me out of here.
Call your local police station. That's all we can do for you. Now, Ken, how do I move on to this? Hit it.
Nobody pressed one.
All righty then. Oh, Mark, if he's in New Mexico and he's being held captive, he needs to call the local police. He managed to call here, didn't he? That's all I got to say. Told you, no silliness. You want to call in? Y'all want to talk? Let's talk. You've got me for the next 30 minutes, and I'm open for discussion. You wanted me? Here I am. So call in. Talk to me. You've got the number, 657-383-1487. And I guess until I get calls, I'm going to have Ken come in and, Lord, turn on music. No, I know y'all don't want that, right? So if you want to talk, let's call. I mean, if you want to call, let's. Here you go. That's what I want to see. And 111, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Hello, and good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Congratulations on Ferrar Talk. It seems to be off to a good start. Had a couple questions. Number one, even though we're still in somewhat of a pandemic, some say, are you going to be donating any turkeys or volunteering these holidays coming up?
Well, I volunteer all the holiday seasons for here in the community. this year, as you know, or if you've heard in the news, with the pandemic that went on and a lot of the causes for that, there's going to be a turkey shortage this year. So it is very up in the air what we will be doing for the community, but we will be doing something. May not be turkeys, maybe chickens, who knows? We'll know when November gets here. What about yourself? You got any work going for the season?
Oh, yes. I work 7 days a week most of the time, but when I have a chance to volunteer, I surely do. Hey, I had a question. You guys are in Texas, and from what I've been told lately, there's a place called Ram Ranch that you used to work at, and you were the head cowboy in charge of entertainment and laundry.
I've never heard of this place you're talking about. I've never worked there, so I can just cut you off right there. Anything else, caller? How's your world going? How are you dealing with this pandemic that we've gone through? Do you think that we're going to shut down? What do you think's coming?
Yeah, well, I've actually done okay. I've been fortunate. I know others haven't, especially in other countries like Cuba. Isn't it true that you were actually kicked out of Cuba for refusing to comply with the dress code? Is that true?
That is not true. I've never been to Cuba. Caller, I'm going to put you on hold. I have other callers calling in. Thank you. Please hold on. And 111, you're on the air with Tony F. Talk to me.
Tony. Tony, you need to get me out of here, please. I'm begging you.
One more time in New Mexico, call your local police department. If you can call me,
I'm
you can call 911. You have a good one.
You need to get me out of here.
And let's see, we got one more 111 caller. 111, you're on the air. Talk to me.
8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8
callers, but that was fun. So maybe we can get a caller in here who actually wants to talk about something, you know, worth talking about. If not, like I said, I'll call Ken back in. He can put in a couple of songs for me, and we can go from there. So what's it going to be, guys? You going to call in, or are we going to put on some music? Here we go. 111, you're on the air. Talk to me. That was fun. God, you're right, Gavin. We need more callers. We need more serious callers. Callers who actually have something to say, not silliness. Oh, Mark, you think that's rude? You ain't seen nothing yet. God. Mark, call in about the rumors. Yeah, one of you call in about those silly rumors. Uh-huh, go right ahead. You don't know what I'll talk about, Mark. You need to call in first. You were the one who told me to come on air, and you would call. I've yet to see it. 111, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Hello.
Well, hello to you too. You there, caller?
Eggs.
Eggs? Eggs? What does eggs have to do with this? Caller, are you
AIDS.
There?
Eggs.
Oh, you want to talk about eggs. Is this an affliction you have yourself or somebody you are sexually committed to?
No.
Well, caller, you know, unless you have something intelligent to say, quit bothering me. Bye. Okay, I'm back down to no callers. So, let's see. What does Mark say? If I call in, if he talks to Doug. Well, Doug hasn't called in, so how can I talk to Doug, Mark? So, Gavin, if you think that was a good caller, you're just not right. What do we have here? Let's see. 111, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Oh, okay, cigarillos. Okay.
Okay, caller. Thanks for calling
okay.
in, you bright day. Bless you. I like that. That was kind of funny. Here we go. Let's see what we got here.
Farrar.
646, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Yo, Farrar, what's up, my man?
What's up? Talk to me.
This is Mark.
I know who it is. Talk to me. What do you
what's
got to
up
say?
With these rumors, man. That you
what
pimp
rumors?
Doug's butt cheeks. You pimp Jug's, Doug's butt cheeks out to Rico.
Jug and Rico. Well, you know, Mark, since I've never met either one of them, I can't really tell you about
That's a lie.
Okay. How can this be a lie, Mark? I've never met these people.
Doug was
never,
staying at
ever.
Your house.
Nope, this is not true, Mark. Where do you hear these? Where do you come up with these stories?
People tell them to me. Just like you got a $500 donation the other day. $100 donations, and that's why you guys canceled the show.
No. We canceled the show because I was in the living room watching Candyman, and Kenny was having trouble setting up, if you must know. Nothing to do with no donations. There are no donations that come here. Nobody gets donations. I don't take donations. Now, I donate quite a bit of stuff out to community service and groups and whatnot, but I do not take donations of any shape, way, or form. So if you were informed of that, you were lied to.
Well, they would have went to Kenny. They would have went to Kenny.
Now, if it came to Kenny, I'd know what Kenny got. Please.
I didn't get no donations.
You don't need to say it. I know you didn't get no donations. DRM doesn't take donations. You don't take donations. I don't take donations. It's just Mark being silly. Next, he's going to tell me his next rumor.
No.
Next rumor. Go ahead. There were no donations. We're done with that. Next.
That's all I got. I was just
that's
hoping
all
you,
got? You
would have addressed.
But you have nothing.
Well, I would have hoped. Can I finish, please? I was hoping that you were going
okay.
to address the issue of Doug telling you to fuck off.
Oh. And what? Is that supposed to be such a horrible thing, being told to fuck off? I have been told to fuck off so many times in my life by people much better than Doug. People in much higher class
stuck up for
Doug
this
have
guy.
Told me to fuck off. And it hasn't killed me yet.
You stuck up for this guy.
So?
That's not the point,
Farrar.
That's not the point.
I stick up for a lot of people who have stabbed me in the back.
Well, can you address the issue of you basically guarding this guy for months when we've been telling you he was an asshole, and then that all turned out to be true because he turned around and told you to fuck off.
So what do you want me to say? Oh, Mark, you were right. Okay, Mark, you're right.
That would be not Mark. Say everyone was right. It wasn't just me. I'm not the only one.
Everybody has their opinions of Doug, and you're all right in your opinions. How's that?
I want to hear you say you were wrong.
Was I? You've talked bad about
me. Fuck off, I would say yes.
You've talked bad about me. Are you going to apologize for what you've said? Ashley's talked bad about me. Is she going to apologize? Tommy's upset bad things.
If you
apologize,
said,
oh, that's just silly. Apologize. You apologize when you're wrong, and I'm not wrong.
You were wrong.
The man fucked me. The man said fuck off, and it really doesn't bother me. Like water off a duck's back. Hello? How's that going to bother? Is that going to kill me? I'm going to wake up tomorrow crying because somebody online said fuck off. Ooh.
No.
I'm so...
You should feel like a fool.
Let me see what else is going on out here.
Hey, hold on. There we go. 510, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Hey, Farrar, it's Tommy, your favorite killer.
Oh, you. Hi, Tommy. How's your evening going? How you dealing with the pandemic? Or you didn't call to discuss that either?
My entire city is on lockdown because everybody's looting and killing each other, but that's not important. You should apologize to the fans.
Who do I have to apologize to now?
To the listeners, because you were wrong about Doug.
And y'all have been wrong about many things y'all have said. So y'all apologize to each other and call me when it's done. Because I'm not apologizing to nobody.
What? I've been hearing
but nothing.
Laughing in the background.
Who's that laughing? Pastor Fishman. That would be Pastor Fishman.
Is Kenny okay? Does he have like a red mark on his face from you slapping?
No, why would
I've been hearing slapping.
You haven't heard nothing. See, there you go. Now
I
let's
heard it
see.
Twice. I heard
you
it
heard
twice.
It twice. Okay. I heard it more than that. Let's see. God, I don't have any more callers. How rude. All righty. So, Tommy, did you want to discuss something, or you just wanted to sit here and be silly? Tell me.
Yeah.
Talk to me. What city do you live in that they're looting and you're in lockdown? Is it here in the United States, over in the Washington area?
Yeah, I'm in Gotham City, actually.
Oh, in Gotham. Batman. Call Batman.
We've been trying. He's not around. And...
Can you call these out?
I don't know.
He's
not around. That's the problem.
That is a problem. Because I certainly want to know where Batman was at if I needed him.
Yeah.
You could always. Can you get rid of that private chat, too, for me, please? Thank you so, so, so much. I appreciate that. So... Alrighty then, so now we have Tommy on the line. Tommy has nothing to discuss, but the city that he lives in...
Wait, I got one question. I got one question.
Okay, go ahead. Talk to me.
How's Victor doing?
Oh, he's doing well.
He's doing well. Okay. Is he in good health? No bruises?
Everybody on this end is in good health and staying out and staying home. Keeping away from the variants. We wear our masks. We do what we have to do. That's all y'all need to know.
All right. Well, they say that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So my question is, how many times do I have to keep running over a hooker so that she can die?
You know, it depends on what part of the car you hit her with, I guess, and where you run her over. I mean, I guess if you ran her over her head, you'd only have to do it once. If you ran over her in the middle of her back, crushing her spine, you'd probably have to do it a couple of times. Just, I guess, depending on where you hit her and how fast you were driving when you hit her. Does that answer?
That probably answers my question a bit. Maybe three times.
Well, then, I'm glad I could be of help on how to run over a hooker. Oh, are we out of time yet?
Not yet.
And I'm out of callers. No, look, I have a caller down here. No. No. I do have a caller right here. No. So I have no callers, right?
Yeah, you've already taken all the callers.
I've already taken everybody. Well, yeah. Isn't that fun? So you want to put a song for me since I have no callers and nobody to chat with. Play something for me.
Veal and Kent should take over the show.
Are y'all ready for Kent to take over the show?
No, Kent. Pastor Kent.
Oh, now you know that's not even going to happen. Now we have music playing in the background and now see, uh-uh. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Hopefully we'll have some callers. If not... we'll play another song.
Yanni long feathers blow. your blue. Shit, I can take over the show. Kinda. Ferrara, if you're listening, you suck dick with the mask on or off. This song is called Tony Sex. Oh yeah, good shout out. Mike Hunt, Ashley A, Brother R Dash.
Did you stop it?
righty, guys. Well, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. God bless you. Okay, thank you, everybody, for calling in. Have a blessed night. Come see us again on Saturday night, okay, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for another show. Okay, Appropriate Gospel Radio. Until then, good night.
Yeah, Tony Gaga was on swearing you were spreading lies when I'm getting fucked up theater or something.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't spread any lies, okay, about Tony Todd getting fucked in the theater, okay? All right. Goodbye.